You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is Monday all day long, but it's a beautiful Monday. It's Boomer, it's Monday.
It's Monday. It's just Monday.
You just
I was about to be super excited, but then it's Monday. So I just gave a back down again.
You're just in full acceptance mode at this point.
That's right.
Okay.
Full acceptance.
All right. Welcome to Monday. Hey, we're glad you're with us, though. We got plenty of stuff on the show. So much content right now that I don't have any, select callers calling in. So y'all feel free to chime in as we go. But the three dippers that I've got are just so full of stuff. And I've also, by the way, though, I've got one brief. I don't do this very often. I'm not sure when I've done this last. I've got one really brief comedy piece that I got to play for you because it's just so good.
So good. It's so good. The anticipation for this clip should be very high.
It's one of those that makes you want to yell America when you get done. So
Yes. Anyway,
all that to say, I got a triple dipper. Play it.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. So yeah, number one, out the gate, they want our kids. That's what I'm calling it. They want our kids. There is a leftist movement right now that is like nothing I've ever seen before. There has always been a quiet subculture thinking that they could do things with kids or, have their way with kids or teach kids quietly on the side. This is not that. This is like a rabid, overt, we don't care what you say, and by the way, we'll just defend our position even. They want our kids. We're going to talk about that in detail. And I'm loving, by the way, some of the pushback that is happening from mainstream conservatives. So anyway, we'll talk about it. Number one on the Triple Dipper, they want our kids. And by God, they can't have them. Number two on the Triple Dipper, ESG in, ESG out. So you hear me talking about ESG, environmental, social, and governance, right? New things happening in Montgomery, making Alabama potentially one of the leaders in the anti-ESG movement. We'll talk about that in detail. But what's also interesting is how the pushback is starting to have an effect, so much so that we're seeing companies out there trying to sort of hide what they've been doing in ESG mode. It's pretty crazy. All right, that's number two on the Triple Dipper, ESG in, ESG out. And then number three, and Boomer, we're going to have to use your ultimate sound effect for this one too, kakistocracy. I mean, kakistocracy, a wonderful word given to me by a wonderful friend. It's a real word. Go look it up. KAKISTOCRACY. Kakistocracy, it basically means a government led by the least competent members of that culture or that community. Wow. Well, wait till you see some of the definitions or, examples that I've got of kakistocracy. Unbelievable. Some of which is just going to curl your stomach. All right, there's that. Triple Dipper, full of stuff. Let me jump over here to my comments to open the day. And, this is one of those slightly bittersweet monologues. You ever been around someone who had a calling? They just went about it with excellence, sometimes even did things and no one even realized what they had done, but it had an impact. And when they're gone, you suddenly realize what they meant to the overall function of the team, even to the greater good of society. Well, let me tell you about some folks who I'm aware of that have made that kind of difference. I'll start off by telling you a story about some chaplains. You heard me, chaplains, military ministers. I've seen a good chaplain keep a unit in fine function even though they had nothing to do with the war fighting or the vehicle maintenance or the medical care. It's true. And even though they are non-combatants, there are chaplains who have been awarded the highest decorations for valor and heroism under fire. I had occasions in the war zone to interact with several chaplains, good and bad. Tell you a brief story of what I'll just call a tale of two chaplains here. When I first arrived in Baghdad, my team was attached to an infantry battalion in central Baghdad under the 1st Brigade of the 1st Armored Division. That unit had already been at war for 6 or 7 months before I arrived, and they had a chaplain, a young lieutenant who did not fully appreciate or even understand his own role. He stayed in his room most of the time. I'm unaware of any counseling or comfort that he ever provided. I'll never forget, on Easter morning, I made my way over to the little chapel room that they had made on our FOB. It only sat about 15 or 20 people. It was so small. But there were only three of us that were there. And then someone had to go find the chaplain and tell him that we were there on Easter morning, and he came running in late and apologized because, in his own words, he didn't think anyone was going to show up. He did not even have an Easter message prepared. It was apparent to me that his role in the unit was a non-issue and he added no value, but mostly because he had abdicated his opportunity. Well, the 1st Armored rolled out, and they were backfilled by the 1st Cavalry Division, and I finished out my entire tour in Baghdad with my team attached to another host unit, the 2nd of the 162nd Infantry Battalion from Oregon. Some of the finest men I've ever served with. They also had a chaplain, and that man was everywhere. Every time I went to the chow hall, he was off to the side having coffee with troops. He went on patrols with his men. He held weekly services where literally the room was sometimes at full capacity with over 100 in attendance, and troops sharing the load by leading the music, playing the instruments, reading scriptures. He baptized a number of men right there at our FOB in central Baghdad. I remember one of those men, Specialist Johnson, who had made a decision to become a Christian at the encouragement of that chaplain, had accepted Christ, baptized by the chaplain, and died the next week in an IED attack. And the chaplain was right there comforting the troops and standing in the gap for them. I recall on one occasion telling him, the chaplain, about an Iraqi church in central Baghdad that I had come across that had been victimized by a car bomb and had lost all their stained glass windows. He asked me, and I agreed to take him there to meet with and pray with the pastor of that church and to explore ways to help them. And we did. And I'll never forget gathering near the altar of that church with two Iraqi pastors, my chaplain, and an interpreter helping clarify the words of the prayers that we said together. That man made such a difference. That unit was more combat effective because of him. I know it. I was there. I saw it firsthand. Well, this past week, one of those effective chaplains in our Alabama society was tragically taken from us. The Reverend Harry Reeder of Briarwood Presbyterian in Birmingham was killed in an automobile accident late Thursday. His legacy is strong. His leadership was known to be effective. I feel like I knew him well, but even though I really only had my personal contacts with him in kind of a tangential way. But he had been an active supporter of the Alabama Policy Institute for many years, where I was previously on the staff. Those that knew him used words like genuine, compassionate, thoughtful. He was one of those men in the community that if something was up, there was many who would want to know what Harry Reeder would say about the matter. He was a man of influence. And men that I trusted Harry Reeder. People like Tom Bradford, one of the founding members of the Alabama Policy Institute. People like Bill Armistead, former chairman of the Alabama Republican Party. People like State Senator Dan Roberts, who serves as an elder at Briarwood. It is said, by the way, that Pastor Reeder was also a nationwide influence in the formation of the Presbyterian Church of America, the PCA, and became one of the leading national influences in maintaining a conservative Christian worldview in the PCA Church, to include, by the way, a traditional view of Scripture as opposed to letting the Bible be morphed and molded to fit culture. But I also know for a fact that Reverend Reeder was a man who did not sit cloistered in his study preparing his next analytical presentation of deep theological discourse. No, Harry Reeder got out and about. And much like that chaplain that I told you about a minute ago, he died in an auto accident on Thursday. The reason he was even on the road at all was because he was returning from praying with state legislators in our state's capital just a few hours before. He had been in Montgomery that very morning to speak at a legislative prayer breakfast, after which he stayed around a bit, visited with folks around the state house, and he headed back for a midday appointment in Birmingham, and he never made it. But I will say it sounds as if the Lord took him home while he was actively engaged in his calling. Sometimes quietly, but always with the authority that God placed in him. Briarwood Presbyterian's executive pastor, Bruce Stallings, when he responded to the news of Harry's death, said, "But we do not grieve without hope because we know our pastor is with his Savior and has been received by grace with, well done, my good and faithful servant." Years ago, I used to work for a youth ministry called Young Life. The founder of Young Life used to have a saying that, quote, "If you're going to show a kid Jesus, show him excellence in everything you do." Excellence is what that chaplain committed to, not just in his ministry, but in his every action and interaction, and I would say the same could be said of Pastor Harry Reeder of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. My point, friend, is this. Never underestimate the value of your role in the big picture. Never. You may not be the star of the show or the leader of the pack, but the mission is better off because you do your part with excellence. Every vote counts. Every word matters. Every file you file, every nail you nail, every email you send, every word, every act of kindness, every extra minute, every greeting, you have no idea what God might do with it. The team matters, and you matter to the team. So you do what you do with excellence, and just go quietly change the world. Get her done, Right Side Ruffians. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I mean, you do. You never know. You never know when you're going to go, for one thing. But you never know what impact even the smallest things you do will have on the bigger picture. So just do it. Do every bit of it with excellence. Do every bit of it to the best of your ability. Even the smallest of tasks. Make it a point that is done with excellence. And you'll find out later on, well done. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, text lines are open, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. If you're texting for the very first time, just text the word right side to that number, 833-687-4448. Text the word right side. You'll get an automatic reply back that says, hey, you right side ruffian, welcome aboard, or something like that. And then tell us your first name and where you're from, and we'll get you plugged into the system. And we are. How long is it going to be till we're at over 1,000 people in our text string?
Oh, I think it'll be this summer.
I think, I mean, yeah, we're like a month and a half tops away the way things are going.
I think so.
Tops. Of course, we could do another one of those competitions for T-shirts, and it'll just blow up again.
It'll just blow up again.
Because you added like 20 that same day, didn't you?
I think it was more like 30. I mean, it was crazy how many people jumped
in. Oh, my gosh. By the way, I hope the winners out there got their T-shirts that we sent and are proudly wearing them. If you ever get a chance, send us a picture. You can actually text us the picture, I think, to that same number of you wearing your Right Side Ruffian T-shirt. In the meantime, text lines are indeed open. Teresa from Town Creek says, howdy, howdy. Let's get the party started. So glad of it. Leanne from Huntsville. she says she hates acronyms. And I just talked about ESG a minute ago, I guess. But she says, I hate acronyms. I used to get so excited to hear DEI thinking it was Dale Earnhardt Incorporated. Says nowadays, I'm just afraid to ask.
Oh,
take heart, Leanne. John from Huntsville. Oh, he's telling us he'd forgotten to let us know that we got that I should have gotten an A minus. He gave me extra credit because I don't know. Anyway, the bottom line. Thank you, John. I appreciate that very much.
At least he's keeping track.
Yeah, he's rounded my score up a little bit. Appreciate it. Donna from Hartsville. Thank God for military chaplain. She says, I was baptized while deployed in Turkey by our deployed Air Force chaplain. Thanks for all he did for me and so many. Absolutely, Don. I appreciate that. By the way, thank you for your service. I came to know the Lord as a kid going to an Air Force chapel in London, England, believe it or not. So, I get it. Brand spanking new in the text line just now, Billy from Athens. Billy from Athens, glad you are texting in. And then Rayson from Hawaii is on the line. Rayson, we love having you out there, man. Glad you're with us, and thank you so much. All right, hey, listen, so I meant what I said about chaplains. You were asking me a question a minute ago, can chaplains carry weapons or whatever?
Right, yeah. I was just wondering because...
No, they actually have chaplains have a chaplain's assistant. It's actually an MOS in the military, in the Army it is. Yeah, I think it is in all the services. You have a chaplain's assistant who's basically their right-hand person / bodyguard.
So basically assigned to them.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like a chaplain's aide, but this chaplain's assistant is literally there not just to you know, make sure they have all the stuff and know where to go next, but they're also there to guard them while they do their duties. And anyway, so it's an MOS, chaplain's assistant. But I've known some warfighter chaplains, though, I can tell you right now.
I'm sure. Coming out of the military, and then they want to do chaplain work.
Yeah, I mean, like in Black Hawk Down.
Yeah.
One of the major characters in the movie/book/real story was Sergeant Jeff Strucker. Strucker was a dynamic Christian who, after the Black Hawk Down thing, he even won the Best Ranger competition, which, by the way, is no small thing. Best wow. Ranger. Strucker went on to get his commission, got his degree in divinity, and became a Army chaplain with Ranger Tab, combat experience, Bronze Star, all of it.
Wow.
And I tell you what, one of my personal chaplains, somebody who was important to me for a period of time, Chaplain Pomeroy. Some of y'all out there may know him, but Chaplain Pomeroy of 20th Special Forces Group. Chaplain Pomeroy was a Vietnam-era Green Beret, Bronze Star, Purple Heart, the whole deal, combat infantryman's badge, and he'd been a Green Beret with 5th Group in Vietnam, and now he was our chaplain at the 20th Special Forces Group. So, gotta love that. I'm just telling you.
That's cool.
But yeah, chaplains are just good folks. Brand spanking new in the text line, another one. Boomer, we're kicking them off already.
Starting strong.
Kevin from Selligent. Thank you, Kevin from Selligent. We're glad you're out there, man. And then Roughly Ann, we got one of ours is we had to start giving them. So Roughly Ann's in. She says it's going to be a triple dipper day.
That's funny because I know she wanted to be like the ruffian, but Roughly Ann almost sounds just like
Roughly Ann.
Yeah, there we go.
She's a Roughly Ann. Roughly Ann from Huntsville. All right, listen, we got plenty of stuff laid on. We're going to start off here in just a minute making you mad. They want our kids, and that's to me. It's just. It's so evident. And there was a time when I think they did things quietly, secretly, and now it's like, you know what? Let's just go out in the open and say, we want your kids. And they do. They know if they can co-opt our kids, if they can remove them from the love and admonition of their parents, if they can get them into a place where they don't believe truth anymore, that they're growing the next level of progressives. They're basically, you know, starting in the farm league, so to speak, growing them up into full-grown progressives. We can't let it happen. And there's things happening even right here in Alabama that are a bit disturbing when you look at it. How do we let this kind of thing come to the point that it is? Well, end result is some of it's been sneaky, but it's all getting out in the open now. And we have got to have our heads on a swivel. And don't think for a second, by the way, that I'm only talking to parents or only talking to grandparents. How about this? If you care about our community at all, if you care about our society, if you care about our state and our nation, you need to care whether you have kids or not, because you can still care about that. You don't have to have a personal stake in the game, because those are the next generation of who's going to run our great nation. And I'm just telling you, we can't let it happen. They want our kids. That's what's first. Coming right back. Be right there.